Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll get a veteran's view of the militants' push to Baghdad in Iraq from a former special assistant to General David Petraeus.
But first, to the U.S. response. Secretary of State John Kerry says the president is willing to talk with Iran about the crisis, and there could even be military cooperation between the two countries in dealing with the threat from the Sunni militant group, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. Today, that group captured another strategic city in Iraq. And over the weekend, ISIS released images which they claim are proof that 1,700 Iraqi soldiers were executed. Meanwhile, U.S. Marines are being sent to help secure the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, and some American personnel are being evacuated from that embassy. NPR Pentagon reporter Tom Bowman joins us from Washington with more. And Tom, a lot of moving parts there, but bring us up to date on the latest.
Well, as you said, some Marines as well as U.S. soldiers, we're told less than 100, have been sent to the embassy in Baghdad to provide beefed up security at the request of the State Department. That has already happened. They're on the ground. And also, the Pentagon has dispatched a ship, the USS Mesa Verde, into the Persian Gulf. It has 550 Marines aboard. Now, that's just a precautionary measure. They're on standby if needed. I don't think anybody expects them to go in at any time soon or maybe ever. But again, the important thing is they have extra security for the embassy in Baghdad in case something bad happens. They have to start moving those people out. It's important to note that the militants from ISIS are not really close to Baghdad. We've been told they're 60, 70 miles away. So it's not like they're at the gates of Baghdad and something has to happen anytime soon.
And Secretary Kerry also said that drone strikes would not be out of the question. What are the U.S. military options at this point?
Well, that's something they are considering. We've been told by the Pentagon that it could be drone strikes. It could be from the aircraft aboard the USS George H.W. Bush, which is now in the Persian Gulf, too. There are F-18s aboard that ship, and they could be sent in to do any kind of bombing strikes. But it's important to note that, first of all, it's difficult. What are your targets? These militants have taken over Mosul and some other cities. Mosul has 2 million residents. Granted, a lot of them have fled, but the problem is, you know, do you have good targets against these militants? Could you hurt civilians? And also, if you don't have trained personnel on the ground, combat air controllers actually calling in the strikes, using their radios to punch in coordinates or using lasers to laser a target, it's very difficult to just fly in there and start bombing, especially if you don't have really good targets. The other thing people say is, and I've talked to several generals, is would it achieve, if anything, because you have huge underlying problems here that can't be solved by a few bombing runs.
Well, and there are a lot of people in Washington say don't do anything about this. This is up to the Iraqis. And also there are people like Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina here. He is speaking on CBS's Face the Nation.
We need air power immediately to stop the advance toward Baghdad. If the central government in Iraq collapses, and that's the goal of ISIS, they can operate ISIS from Baghdad to Kurdistan all the way into Syria. They will eventually march on Jordan and Lebanon. Our best ally in the region is the King of Jordan, and they will attack us from that part of Iraq and Syria.
Tom Bowman, President Obama has said he doesn't want to take steps until there's an agreement to have some cooperation between the Shiites and the Sunnis in Iraq, and that's on the part of the Maliki government. But what might happen here?
Well, it's possible if the ISIS militants continue to move toward Baghdad, you could possibly see some airstrikes to slow their move. But you hit the nail on the head right there. It's really the problems with the Shiites and Sunnis. In Maliki, the prime minister there, they've been pushing for him for years to be more inclusive. I was here back in 2008, and they were talking about these problems. And we had General Mark Hertling, retired general, who was up in Mosul back in 2009. And he was saying that a lot of the really good army commanders who were Sunni were being replaced by basically Maliki lackeys, and they just weren't competent. Mm. So this has been going on for some time. And lastly, I had a conversation with a senior officer 2 years ago who was sent over to talk to Maliki, saying you have to be more inclusive. Maliki basically brushed him aside and said, I think I know what I'm doing for my country. So now it's time for him to really start making changes. That's something to watch.
Well, and there are now concerns about what ISIS may mean when it comes to being a threat to the United States. You heard Lindsey Graham bring that up in the end there. We'll continue to follow this. NPR Pentagon reporter Tom Bowman joining us from Washington with the latest on the situation in Iraq. Tom, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.